Hi, Gerald. How's it going?
I'm doing well, Jerry. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I went to see the Panthers and Seahawks, and I did not leave Bank of America Stadium happy. But nevertheless, it was just good to go to an NFL game and watch Russell Wilson do his thing and bring the team back for a win.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you weren't the only one to leave the stadium unhappy, but, you know, it's a long season.
I know. Well, listen, man, I hope you've enjoyed your time off. Right now it's time to catch up with you with the weekend wrap-up. So what are the big stories from the weekend?
Well, as you know, the State Fair ended Sunday with another stellar crowd out there. 2 weeks of perfect weather contributed to what they likely are going to announce, a record attendance for 2014. A lot of people make it to the fair over the last 2 weeks. Two people robbed at gunpoint Saturday after leaving the fair. This happened near the entrance to the NC State University Club on Hillsborough Street. Police say the victims were walking to their cars around 11:30 when they were approached by two men. They had their wallets stolen, but fortunately they were not hurt. Old Mills police officer shot a man Sunday who attacked him with a baseball bat during a traffic stop. It happened on Pinewood Drive. Police say 31-year-old Marcel Campbell tried to hit the officer with the bat after he got pulled over. They say the officer fired his taser, but it had no effect on Campbell. When Campbell charged the officer again, he was shot. Campbell suffered non-life-threatening injuries, and the officer wasn't hurt. Some top political muscle in North Carolina this weekend, former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was here to stump for Senator Kay Hagan. Clinton headlined an event in Charlotte with about 1,000 people in attendance. Hagan has tried to defend her U.S. Senate seat from State House Speaker Tom Tillis. Right now, the polls show the two in a very close race. Syndicated radio host based in Durham was convicted of mortgage fraud. A jury took less than an hour to find Warren Ballantyne guilty of trying to defraud lenders out of nearly $10 million. They say he used straw buyers to secure mortgages on 28 properties that they never intended to occupy. Ballantyne's lawyer plans to appeal. And as you mentioned, Russell Wilson's game-winning touchdown pass with 43 seconds left gave the Panthers their fourth loss of the season, 13-9. The Panthers have a short week as they get ready for New Orleans Thursday night. Very. The Panthers can still make the playoffs. It's four losses. It's a long season. They've got one tie, but they can eke out 3, 4, 5, 9. They can eke out, what, 9 wins this year?
Never know, and that's wishful thinking. I like the optimistic outview.
Or 11, good. Yeah, 11 wins. Never over till it's over.
That's right. Well, what about tonight? What are you guys going to cover?
We've got more fallout from the UNC academic scandal, and drug giant Novartis is selling its billion-dollar vaccine production plant in Holly Springs. We'll take a look at the impact that could have on the local economy. It all starts at 5 o'clock.
All right, Gerald. Thank you. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, Jerry. We'll see you then, man.